Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. More from the Your Hometown series as we feature the city of Wheaton. Come along with us as we discover why Wheaton should be your hometown. Sponsored by McDonald's.
It's 3:39. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, there are so many wonderful people in Wheaton that we're having a conversation with today. And if you live in or around Wheaton or any of the western suburbs, you're probably familiar with the Cosley Zoo. Sue Walgren is the director. Sue, it all started out with the donation of less than 3 acres of land in 1973. And look how far you've come.
Oh my goodness. Yes. It's been light years. And we are celebrating our 50th anniversary this year.
How exciting. And so it's my understanding from when I've been there in the past, it started out as, you know, dairy animals, and then you went into native wildlife, and now you've focused on helping barn owls and bobcats and certainly turtles. Tell us what you're doing now at Cosley.
Well, we did indeed. You are correct. We started with really no mission or purpose. And over the years, we did develop more of a focus. And we had originally Illinois native wildlife and domestic farm animals. We kind of feel like, again, connecting people to animals that impact their lives and vice versa, we impact theirs as well, are very important. And then a couple of years ago, we decided to expand that just a little bit. And we now have North American native wildlife. And it does allow us to do more conservation programs. For example, our work with the Illinois Endangered Blandings Turtle, we've been doing that since 2000, and we've been part of rearing and releasing more than 4,000 turtles back into DuPage County.
And are Blanding Turtles the one that we all know just from, you know, where you turn them under, you turn them over, they're yellow on the belly? Or the shell?
Their neck is bright yellow, and their belly is a kind of a mix of yellow and black, yeah.
And they play a crucial part in our environment in this part of the world, right?
Absolutely, they do. They absolutely do. They're a semi-aquatic turtle, and yes, they are important to the health of our environment.
Ooh, what's making noise?
Sorry, that was my phone.
Oh, it sounded like a bobcat got loose. So for people who have not visited, tell them what to expect when they visit Cosley Zoo in Wheaton.
Oh, Cosley Zoo, you know, I'm a little biased. I've been here 40 years, but it is a special, special place. We are small, which makes us very accessible, especially for young children. But our animals are easy to get up close to. Our staff is very accessible and available to talk to. And, you know, in today's day and age where people are in a lot of urban areas and they're further away from nature, places like Cosley Zoo are so, so critical to connect people with these animals and create empathy and caring so that especially the children can grow up to care about nature and animals. And you can't ask someone to help say something that they don't care about. So it's important that when they're young that we create this connection. And Cosley, I think, does that so well because it is small and more of an intimate setting.
And I think so many people are fearful. They have a complete misunderstanding about coyotes and what part they play in our ecosystem in the Chicagoland area. And when you can see one maybe a little closer than just running through your backyard, maybe you have a greater understanding. How many coyotes do you have there?
We just have one, but he's a smart boy. We do a program called Coyote Connection that people can, it is a fee program, but people can sign up for it. And it really gives you a great understanding of the coyote in nature, but also you get to meet him personally and kind of see that he's unique. And again, kind of, we hope people connect with him. And like you said, it's important that people understand the animals we live around and to be able to cohabitate in peace.
You know, I've got an app where I can turn it on and it will tell me every bird that I'm hearing. And I've been wanting someone to develop an app that can tell me what frogs I'm hearing. And you have become a Frog Watch USA chapter. Tell me about that.
Yes, every year we offer one or two trainings in the spring. It's a kind of what we call community science. It's also been called citizen science, but people can sign up to take part in that training and learn about what frog and toad calls are and how to identify, and then they can go out in their own backyard or in their neighborhood or a local preserve, and they can take down that data of what frogs and toads are hearing, and then that's submitted to a national database that then helps scientists get a handle on different frog and toad populations in the area.
I love that. I love it. And I love that you feature animals that many of us just see run through our backyard or across the street, and we really don't have a connection or an opportunity to learn about them. I applaud you. 40 years, and the zoo's only been there for 50. So that's impressive. And I would say the success is in part due to you as well.
Well, thank you. I can't take all the credit. I have a great team, and we have a great community here in Wheaton. We're very fortunate. And I'm only here because I believe in what we're doing, and I know what we do counts. It's important.
And so, Sue, if people want to come visit Cosley Zoo this weekend, next weekend, what can they expect? What are your hours? That type of thing.
We are open year-round from April 1 through the end of November. We are open 9 to 5. After that, we close a little earlier at 4. But the fee to get in is $10 for adults. Kids are always free, which is great. We're the only nationally accredited zoo that has kids free. And you can also do a zoo membership if you'd like. But, you can come. We have, it just only takes about an hour to go through. As I said, we're small, but we do have on-site guest amenities such as a gift shop and, of course, washrooms. And the zoo is also accessible for people with issues, with mobility issues. So it's all hard surface. So, it's just a great, friendly place to come and spend an hour.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for doing what you do.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful, wonderful day.
A great representative of Wheaton, that is Sue Walgren, director of the Cosley Zoo.
Can I say, Mary's, Lisa, I was there a couple weeks ago at the Cosley Zoo. It is so great for little kids. Because, little kids, their attention span does not last long. So it's the perfect size for I had a 3- and a 2-year-old with us, and they just loved it. And the animals were so accessible, like she said, and it's very affordable. And we had a little picnic. You can bring your own food in there. And we had a picnic. We had a great time.
It is perfect for kids of that age because you take them to a big zoo, they're tired by hour one.
Oh, yeah. And you have to bring the stroller and blah, blah, blah. This one, you can just walk them in and walk them around. And it was perfect.